Patriots fans, it is Friday. We are 2 days away from the Pats opening their season against the Miami Dolphins in South Beach, but not before we talk a little finance. It is still Financial Friday here on Locked On Patriots, joined by the great and powerful Wizard of Benzon himself. Stay tuned. Miguel and I are coming at you in just a moment here on the Locked On Patriots podcast.
You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful, and thank you once again for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage, as well as your first listen every day. Remember, folks, Locked On Patriots is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. So don't forget to smash that subscribe button and download, subscribe to, and follow wherever you get your audio podcasts. Today's episode, folks, is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, more odds, and more lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. Patriots fans, the countdown has officially begun. As the late, great Gorilla Monsoon would say, the time for the talk has just about ended. And joining me here today on the pod to talk a little Foxborough finance heading into week one is the great and powerful Wizard of Benzon himself. He is Miguel, Pat's Cat Benzon. Miguel, I'm always honored, always humbled by your presence. Thank you so much for joining me today on Locked On Patriots.
It's always a great time for me. You've been killing it lately with the shows. I always said we offline. Love the Locked On cross lockdown thing you had with the Dolphins guy. Claire killed it with the 53 man roster thing. I now try to listen to you on the YouTube during the day at work, so it's again, now I'm not far as behind as I used to be.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that,
except I went away for the weekend, so I caught up greatly just today. I think you've been killing it. Let's just do it. I think I'm excited for the show. I know I want to get some things off, say some things, and let's get to it.
Absolutely, my friend. We always look forward to having you here on Foxborough Finance Friday, and it is a game week, so we are going to get into Miguel's game prediction before we close the show today, but it's been an eventful couple of weeks for you, my friend. Roster cutdowns, roster restructurings, always interesting times in Foxborough without any question. And as I've said many times here on Locked On Patriots, you do not want to be taking your financial calculations from me, folks. I get there and I get there accurately, but it takes a lot of counting on your fingers, a lot of calculator work. Not really the best source because it takes me a long time. Miguel is on it, and he's on it like no other in the business. That's why we call him the Pat's Cap, the top gun of salary cap when it comes to the New England Patriots. Miguel, before we get into some of the nuts and bolts of what the Patriots have been doing lately to get under the cap and things that they've been doing to allow themselves operating maneuvering room to operate in the 2022 calendar year, you announced recently that you made a slight change, or maybe it's not a slight change, to your calculations and how you arrive at your Patriots salary cap number regarding the top 51 list. It gets a little technical, folks. I'm going to let the guru himself give you all the information that you need. So, Miguel, help us. I don't want to say set the record straight because we're going to save that for a little bit down the line. But what changes have you made to your calculations and what differences can we expect to see this year from your final salary cap number?
Okay, so during the offseason, which starts in March in the league year, all right, from that time till today, which is the first game of the regular season this morning, so at 12:01 a.m., full accounting took place, all right? Mm-hmm. Between start of league year in mid-March till now to today, we use top 51 accounting. We switched today, this morning, to full accounting. I switched earlier because I work. And I switched earlier. It was just easier to do on the weekend, blah, blah, blah. But what does that mean, the difference between top 51 and full? In June, the Patriots had 90 players signed on their roster, all right? But in my Excel workbook, I would have 90 rows for each player. But for the guys who didn't have the 51 highest cap numbers, I will not include their salary in their cap number, all right? So there would be, that's how teams can afford to have 90 players on the roster, because you're not including all 90 salaries in the salary cap, all right? And the question, a great question I always get is, why 51 and not 53? Don't know. I've asked around. No one knows. The CBA has been around since the mid-1990s. No one knows who created the CBA then. No, has said why they have the 51. I think these are one of those rules they have that just should change, because what the pro media does not do a good enough job of telling people that there's a switch happening. Mm. All right. So we saw last week, we saw several teams extend players, convert salary into signing bonus, reach injury settlements with players. Why? To make sure they were underneath the cap or had enough cap to operate the rest of the season. The Patriots did that with John O. Smith, a topic we'll talk about later. Mm-hmm. And what does full accounting mean? Like I said before, during June, July, blah, blah, all these other months, I was just counting 51 salaries. Now I'm including all on my workbook. I'm including the salaries for all 53 players on the active roster, the salaries of the 16 players on the practice squad, the salaries of the players who are not, the four players on the IR, the two players who are on the salaries of the two players on the NFI. All right. I'm including all those salaries. All right. And then, and that's every team is doing that. All right. And once, and I've said this before, several, if you listen to me before on Mike's show and you follow me on Twitter at PadScab, you heard me say this many times. Once the season starts, the NFL cap, excuse me, is a soft cap. But once the season starts, it becomes a harder cap because the termination pay benefits, which guarantees veterans their salary, makes it harder to create cap space.
Right.
All right? Because you can't now, during the season, you can't go to a veteran and say, we want you to take a pay cut. Mm-hmm. He'll just say no and take his termination pay and go someplace else. He's not going to, you know, say, that's why it's so much harder to create cap space during the season. And this is why we saw several teams, including the Patriots, make these moves. It is, I'm a cap guy, mm-hmm. so I'm a nerd. All right. But I really wish when the, someone in a national media would say, hey, these moves are happening because of this. And talk about the switch, because like today, earlier this morning, Field Yates posted a list of the salary cap number for each team. And people were saying, that's wrong. Well, what happened to that cap space? Mm. Right? And that was the most important. What happened to the cap space? You know, I thought this team had more cap space than they did, than in your listing. And that's because they're unaware or don't know or have never been told about the switch. And it's a pet peeve of mine, but something I try to hammer down. And I appreciate the question, Mike. And hopefully that answers the question.
Absolutely. No, I mean, you've laid it out in terms of the top 51. And it's interesting to know that that's still a mystery among a lot of people that do the type of work that you do, the type of work that we do here, covering the beat or, you know, being, you know, an aggregate cover of the New England Patriots or any NFL team, really. It's always interesting to see that in that dichotomy, that back and forth. So always interesting stuff. But I always appreciate your insight when it comes to that. And folks, definitely pay attention. There will be some changes this year to what Miguel is reporting. But ultimately, right now, the Patriots sitting at $3,149,885 in available cap space. And how will the Patriots put that to use? Well, part of that, folks, is going to be determined, or it was determined, by the Patriots' move to extend or restructure, I should say, the contract of one Jonnu Smith. My good friend definitely nailed on the head that the Patriots would restructure a free agent tight ends contract from 2021, but he had the wrong tight end, as did I, as did a lot of us.
Sorry, Claire.
Absolutely. And you know what? It was very interesting and very eye-opening. And we're going to get into just how eye-opening that was and what the Patriots might do with their newfound cap windfall in just a minute when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast with Miguel Benzon continues. But first, folks, as you gear up for fall, you need the right people on your team to help your small business fire on all cylinders. LinkedIn Jobs is here to make it easier to find the people you want to talk to faster, and best of all, they do it for free. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. Then add your job to the purple hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring so your network can help you find the right people to bring on board. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster, folks. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. That's linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Patriots fans, my good friend Miguel, the Pats Cap Benzon, the salary cap wizard of Benzon, is here with us to help close out the week in style. It's Foxborough Finance Friday. And Miguel, you've already broken the wisdom and counsel meter off the charts by explaining the change in your calculations this year from using the top 51, how that's going to be used, and how that will reflect your final Patriots cap number. Miguel, throughout the offseason, you had prognosticated that the Patriots would make some sort of contract restructuring to open up significant cap space. It was almost a foregone conclusion that it was going to be one of their 2021 signees. You had mentioned the name Matt Judon. You had mentioned the name Hunter Henry. Who do the Patriots extend, or I should say, who do the Patriots restructure? Tight end Jonnu Smith. Freeing up approximately $5.3 million in salary cap space at the time. It was a little bit eye-opening, considering that Jonnu is now entering the first year of a four-year contract that he signed with the New England, the first year being done last year, second year of a four-year deal. You had conjectured that Henry might be a target of that, but the Patriots ended up going with Jonnu Smith. Walk us through your thought process from the moment you found out about the extension to what this may mean for the Patriots salary cap moving forward.
First thing I did was laugh. Miguel, you got that wrong. You got it wrong. I was like, my goodness gracious, did not see it coming. I did get a couple, you know, I've been saying for several weeks now that on Twitter that the Patriots had to make a move. Mm-hmm. They weren't going to have enough cap space just when the switch happened. So I knew a move was going to happen. I don't know what move was going to happen. If you had asked me the minutes before we learned of it, who's going to get structured deals, John Smith would have been at the bottom of the list. Honestly, I think I said this on your show in March. I did not expect him to redo his deal. I talked about then how much money cap space it created, but I just downplayed the thing they do it. Why? And something that I think I have three good reasons why they did it. One is what Phil Perry said. Mm-hmm. They think that Jonnu Smith can play to the level that they signed him at. They signed him at the time of the deal. They signed last year. They signed he and Hunter Henry to top deals for a tight end. Now that I think the tied for sixth or seventh now. All right. Mm-hmm. Which as an aside, which tells you A, how the market just changes right away. Right. All right. I think they whatever they've done scheming wise offensively, and they think he's gonna be healthier this year, they think they can play to a level of a top tight end, of an elite tight end. All right. They also know about his age. He's one of the guys who's on the younger side. He's younger than Jonnu Smith. I mean, excuse me, Matthew Judon. He's also younger than Hunter Henry. Hunter Henry has only 1 year left on his deal. He has to love this deal for his counterpart and what's happening in the tight end market, right? Mm-hmm. Because he knows he's not going to get a franchise tag in 2024 because that's like $18 million cap hit for them, all right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so because of this deal, you're not going to have two tight ends at eight, both having $18 million, all right? So Hunter Henry, if he plays well, he's looking at either getting extended in 2023 or playing out the year in 2023, all right? Mm-hmm. So this is both. He bodes well. This and kind of a cap nerdy kind of thing. If you had extended Matthew Judon, redone right. Matthew Judon's deal, all right? And then you needed more cap space than you would have to do Jonnu Smith. Now, by leaving Matthew Judon's deal on the deal, you can actually create the same cap amount of cap savings 4 weeks into the season because Matthew Judon has a higher salary.
Right.
So it leaves the players, Patriots, flexibility with Matthew Judon, Hunter Henry, by taking the guy with a relatively, out of those guys, a relative the lowest salary out of those. I mean, I think it's his age. You want to leave yourself flexibility. And they believe in Jonnu Smith. I mean, I gotta be transparent. I was on Mike's show. I was on the show with Steve and Derek, Patrick's Patriots 4th-and-2. I said that one of my three targets in free agency was Jonnu Smith. I listed as one of my three guys I wanted. So I want them to do well with this contract because I predict I said this it'll be great for them. So I want him to succeed because if you listen to me on those podcasts, I like to be right. Folks, I was like, it doesn't crack me up. It saddens me like right away after the hear this news. Oh, this is a terrible, horrible contract. After 1 year, you could judge a 4 year contract. Let's give the man a chance. Okay. But I don't tell people how to be a fan, but to me, it was like, all right, it cracks me up because the other way I think about it, people say, oh, how come the Patriots don't do this? The Saints do that. Create cap space. The Rams create cap space. Why don't Rams Patriots do it? Once they do it, people are unhappy. Mm-hmm. They did what you want. You should not, say, and then why you can't be happy? You did what they want, and then you still can't be happy.
Exactly.
Yeah. They had to have made the move, Mike, because like I know, like we're saying, like my number is 3.1.
Yep.
They created $5.31 million in cap space. There's the difference. They needed to create that. They needed to do that move. Claire should be, if you're like Claire and you're a big fan of the tight ends, Claire Cooper at Classy Claire, folks, you got to like it. Is this telling me they're committed to the two tight end approach?
Yeah, without question. Yeah. I'm glad that you brought that up, that this also is a good move for Hunter Henry as well, because people are going to look at this and say, oh, well, the Patriots are buying into Jonnu. They're not going to buy into Hunter. That's it. I mean, it could happen that way, but actually, I think this only solidifies the fact that the Patriots are going to be committed, because if Hunter performs at a high level alongside Jonnu, this is a sign that they may want to extend Hunter in 2023, like you said, or have him enter the year playing out the string and essentially kind of letting him walk at the end of that juncture, because Hunter signed the 3-year deal, Jonnu signed the 4-year, so he's here for an extra year. It makes sense for them to rework him first. So at this point, the Patriots right now, 18.6% of the time on the field last year is all that Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith saw the same type of time on the field together. you can definitely bet that's going to increase in 2022.
Oh, yes.
I think you may even start to see that a little bit on Sunday. Patriots want to get that 12-man personnel updated. They want to get that incorporated. And I think Jonnu being a little bit better at taking the ball out of the backfield, utilizing the jet sweep, but also seeing how they're utilizing him as a target in the red zone throughout training camp, Miguel. Huge, huge strides for right. Jonnu Smith. And it definitely makes sense when you look at what they've done financially as opposed to how they're incorporating him on the field. I think those two are really, really coming together at the right time. So great stuff when it comes to Jonnu. And thank you so much for helping us understand a little bit better exactly what happened financially with Jonnu Smith. But folks, Miguel is not done setting the record straight just yet. In a segment unique to Locked On Patriots, and we are so, so blessed that he chooses us to give him the venue to be able to do it, he is about to set the record straight on all those various salary cap myths floating around out there. Miguel brings it home and gives us his thoughts on Patriots Dolphins when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast concludes. But first, folks, today's episode, once again, is brought to you by our good friends at BetOnline.net, your number one source for all of your pro and college football betting needs and sports information this season. Find all of the latest football league developments, game matchups, news, podcasts, everything, all this year, including this week's opening games. BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. The fastest and easiest way to check in on all of your favorite sports and events, including Major League Baseball, MMA, boxing, and golf, is our good friends at BetOnline. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Patriots fans, the great and powerful Wizard of Benzon himself, the salary cap top gun, Miguel Benzon, joins me here on the pod today, closing the week in style. Foxborough Finance Friday, little Patriots Dolphins preview, but I can't thank you enough for joining us today, but we're not about to let you go just yet, because we haven't closed out the week in style until we have given Miguel the opportunity to quell any of those cat myths that are floating around out there. And I know, Miguel, you've got some stuff you want to get off your chest. Without further ado, my friend, the floor is yours. Set the record straight when it comes to the Patriots.
We'll get an easy one out of the way. Claire, your memory was wrong. Kevin Harris was drafted in the sixth round, not the fourth round. And I guess that's why you were surprised that he was cut, because every healthy fourth round pick made during the Bill Belichick era has made the week one roster. Mm-hmm. Not so much the sixth round picks. Sixth round really picks is about 50-50.
Mm. Claire, that was on me. I should have corrected you on that one. So I take mea culpa on that one before we come at Claire here.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm not coming. We're just setting the record straight. Let's get it right. Two. Oh, we talked about the top 51 accounting. All right. And people are wondering how the Patriots have so little cap space if they don't have what they consider top 10 talent. Mm-hmm. I have to say, the question then becomes, this is what the Patriots do. They believe in building a roster top to bottom. All right. So I mean, the Rams, who we're going to watch later tonight, are a top heavy team. They'll have five or six big names on their team, and the rest of the players on the team are making very little money. Mm-hmm. All right. They're making the base salaries, minimum salaries, while the Patriots will have 40 to 45 players who are making at least $1 million. All right. It's just what they do. That's what they believe in. All right. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different philosophy, roster construction philosophy between the Rams and the Patriots. If before the Rams moved to St. Louis from St. Louis, Los Angeles Rams, if I was going to pick a team to work for besides the Patriots, it would have been the Rams, because they have fun contracts. By fun contracts, I mean they give their incentive clause. When they have incentive clauses, they give them fun names. So they'll include, for example, names of the players' children or ice cream names or stuff like that. They used to use palindromes in the salary cap numbers. So they would have, but they moved to LA. I don't like driving. There's no way I would go to a place with a lot of traffic. All right. The third thing I wanted to get off the chest is like to explain to people that $3 million in cap space, the Patriots, do they have enough right now? It really depends on how healthy they are, because there are three things they can do to control how much cap space they use the rest of the season. And we're already seeing one of those things. All right. This is the year, in 2020, I'm going to go backwards. Excuse me for a second, Mike. 2020, 2021, anybody on the practice squad, they all made the same salary. All right. This year, now if you're a veteran, there's a little bit of wiggle room. All
right. Right.
So the minimum is $15,400 a week. The maximum is $19,900 a week. I had presumed that when the Patriots signed a veteran to the practice squad, they would give him the maximum. All right? I was wrong. Ferentz, Lange, Treadwell. Hold on, man. I'm doing this on my fingers. I can just look it up. Because I had this list, and I just forgot the names. Okay, Humphrey was the guy I forgot. Okay. They could have paid those guys the maximums, and they didn't. Only Ferentz got the maximum, and then he got promoted. All right. Javi Lange and Ferentz got the maximum, and then Ferentz got promoted. So they had already making moves to not use as much cap space as they possibly can. So that's one way they're doing it, is when you practice squad players, is when you sign a veteran, and they just reportedly signed Marcus Cannon today. Okay. Before last week, you told me that before I learned about this change, what their preference was on how to treat veterans. You told me two weeks ago they're going to sign Marcus Cannon to a practice squad player. I would have naturally assumed that he would get $19,900 a week. Right. Now I'm going to start off thinking he's going to get the $15,400 because I'm just going to go based on precedent. Mm-hmm. All right. So the other thing they could do is practice squad elevations. All right. You could elevate two practice squads each week. And last year they had 13 players deactivated because of COVID. That's 34 plus 13 is 47. Patriots did not come close to elevating 47 players. Because, Mike, during the second half of the season, when they were tight to the cap, they were elevating two players a week.
Right.
So last year they used about $1.1 million in practice squad elevations. I got to presume they're going to elevate to two players a week,
right?
Which two players a week? I don't know. You beat writers should have a contest in guessing that, all right? At the end of the week column, or your Saturday, if you have a Saturday column, you try to guess who they're elevating every week. Who's on the practice squad? And folks, if you've been following me last year, you know I will do a poll on Fridays asking you guys to make your own predictions on who gets elevated. Let's just see who does the best, all right? And the other thing is players who can possibly earn not likely to be earned incentives, active roster bonus incentives. They have a liability right now about $2.3 million. All right. Raquan McMillan, we expect him to be active for the game against the Dolphins. All right. Once he's active, since he wasn't active at all last year, that money he gets is gonna hit against the cap. So every weekend, folks, if you have two practice squad elevations and you get somebody earning a not likely to be earned active roster bonus, the Patriots are gonna lose cap space. And it quickly goes.
Good point.
All right. So remember, after Stephon Gilmore, I hate to repeat myself about something I said on Twitter, but last year, Stephon Gilmore trade, the Patriots had $6.1 million in cap space. They used all but $100,000 of it during the last half. Okay, granted, more than 1 million went to Adrian Phillips as part of extension in the last. All right, but that's still, unless if you discount, let's exclude Adrian Phillips, that's still $5 million in cap space used by just regular transactions, and the Patriots weren't doing that many practice squad elevations. And during the season, cap space goes quickly.
It does.
And I don't want to jinx myself, so I'm going to knock on wood. If they have a bad season health-wise, they're going to have to extend. They're going to make another move for sure. I don't want to say it out loud. I hate saying it out loud, folks. I don't want to jinx the Patriots because it's my favorite team. All right. But they need to have like a 2014 season where they put very few players on IR. All right. As of now, that's what they kind of season they need. They can't have a 2015 season where they were playing and putting a player on IR each and every week. They just, because that definitely, you got to create cap space. I think that's all I got to say. This is Friday. Let's have some fun. Let's have the weekend. And we wanted to talk about, I wanted to get my prediction in.
Absolutely. And we are going to get to that prediction in a split second, folks. But of course, Miguel definitely mentioned the $1 million plus that was spent on Adrian Phillips. As you all know, I endorse that move wholeheartedly. Best money the Patriots spent in the offseason. Anybody that knows knows exactly where I am. AP's my guy. I do enjoy covering Adrian. I've always enjoyed covering him back to the days when I covered the Chargers. He was one of those guys that I thought would make a prototypical perfect Patriot, and he makes me look better each and every time he takes the field. So thank you for indulging me that moment, my friend. Just to mention a little Adrian Phillips on here always brings a smile to my face, but now we're going to bring a smile to the masses of New England, because if you listen to yesterday's pod, folks, and you heard the crossover between myself and Kyle Krabs, you'll know that I am taking a little bit of a beating right now for picking against the New England Patriots. My final score prediction is 24-17 that the New England Patriots will come out on the opposite side of the spectrum, but Miguel is going to take us home by making his game prediction. And, folks, I think you're going to like his a lot more than you like mine. Floor is yours, my friend. Pats Dolphins, this Sunday, 1 p.m., Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens, Florida. How does it all shake out?
I see Jonnu Smith with a touchdown. I see Hunter Henry with a touchdown. And then I see the Patriots defeating the Dolphins, but with the same score you predicted, 24-17. And I'm going to go on record, folks. Patriots going to make the playoffs with a 12-5 record. You hear it here. It's going to make it happen. I am. I guess we have one more thing off my chest.
By all means.
Okay. Beat writers, fans of sports, usually fans, would take their minds off of something. Your tendency, your propensity to be negative isn't helpful in that regard. This has been a bad year for me personally. All right. I don't need to hear how you think that Bill Belichick might get fired in the future. Talk to me about reality that might happen, something about happen in 2022 rather than something that happens in 2023. Mm-hmm. All right. That's all I got to say, Mike, because I've been.
I get it. I do. It's a tough road to follow, because I know a lot of, Mike, speak for myself. I can't speak for any of my other colleagues in any other, outlet or anything like that. I always try to keep it as real as I possibly can. I'm not going to give a Valentine to the Patriots, but I'm also not going to be negative for the sake of being negative. I've been accused of being both, which surprises me, because I always try to call it down the middle. But in my prediction this weekend, I look at the way the Dolphins are playing right now and what I've seen from them in the footage that you've seen in the preseason, and talking to people that cover the team regularly in training camp, to what I've seen for the New England Patriots. Because I'm not being as optimistic as I usually am about game one does not mean that I'm buying into a 4-12 or 4-13 or whatever it is season for the New England Patriots. And I'm hearing some of that, believe me, not just from the fan base, but also national media and maybe even some local media as well. I'm a lot higher on this team than people believe. And I think they will hit their stride. Bill Belichick's teams usually hit their stride as the season goes on. So if the Patriots do not walk away with a victory on Sunday. And folks, you heard Murph say this earlier this week.
Yep.
It is not catastrophic. It's not a cause to call for the firing of Bill Belichick or for Robert Kraft to sell the team or for Mac Jones to be jettisoned. There is a lot to like about this group, and I think you're going to see that. And Miguel, thank you for setting the best record possible straight and giving us something to look for, something to shoot for, and something to be proud of, my friend. You are the best at what you do. You are the salary cap top gun. Folks, there is no plaque for the alternates. It doesn't exist because this man is alone at the top of what he does and truly one of the great guys, not just in terms of the business end of this, but personally, my greatest honor is calling you a good friend. And I mean that, and I say that every time that I bring you on here, but you are truly a great friend. And I always love these moments that we get a chance to share the microphone, talk football, and folks, Miguel will be back, I'm sure, sooner rather than later to break down everything that happens with the Patriots cap and into 2023 too. Don't forget, we're going to bring you back to talk about that prognostication.
All right. Okay. Well, I guarantee you, Mike, we might have to do an emergency pod because they got to make, if they don't change, if they keep on elevating practice squad players and do two a game, all right, and players keep on earning their not likely being active roster bonus, and they want to acquire someone at the trade deadline or extend the current player who with a lower salary, all right, they're going to have to make a move.
Yeah.
It's so we'll definitely do a show after that one.
Absolutely.
For example, Michael, just to hop on what I've been saying, how many times during this offseason do we hear how great of a deal the Patriots got with Adrian Phillips?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I heard more about Bill Belichick's future, all right, than how great of a deal that Adrian Phillips was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I'm a cap nerd, but literally, that was a tremendous deal. Same thing with, you know, the Patriots make some tremendous deal, but people just focus on what they consider a bad one. That's all true. Right?
Yep.
It's like Kendrick Bourne. His deal is, I know he had a weird, quirky, weird offseason, but before that, his deal is in terms of what he brought to the table, and he signed for two more years, 2023, and 2022 and 2023, right, at a tremendous value. But you don't hear that.
Right.
You don't hear that as much.
Yep.
I hate to hop on the media, but some people just did 53-man roster projections, right? And they took the easy way out. So they take on third and made the team, is going to make the team. Come on, you know he's injured. So predict the guy who's going to replace him. Okay. On the 53. That'd have been neat, you know what I'm saying? But that's true. Oh, whatever. This has been, for me personally, one of the worst, if not probably the worst offseason to be a fan of my favorite team. Just because of how negative people are. And this team went to the playoffs here, 10-7. You know what I'm saying? For the people who've had bad years this year, like myself, I just pray for them. And that's all I got to say. And literally, you guys in the media, you don't have to, I'm not asking you to be homers, but let's just remember this is a distraction. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I spent less and less time listening to you guys. I just like, oh my gosh, mute this person, mute this radio station. God bless.
And there are definitely thank you. No, anytime, my friend. That's why we bring you on. We always love the opportunity to give you to set the record straight. You've set me straight. You've set a lot of us straight today. And ultimately, folks, you know what? Maybe the New England Patriots will set everyone straight on Sunday with a victory.
Yes.
That'll go a long way towards silencing a lot of the critics and putting a lot of the negativity you hear to rest. Bottom line, my friend, we'll see what the Patriots have in their tank on Sunday. But win, lose, or draw, don't read too much into it, folks.
Oh, no.
This is the beginning of the season. It's still a long way to go, and we're going to continue to have you covered here on Locked On Patriots. And Miguel hinted at it. You know we're going to bring him back if there is a salary cap move that warrants an emergency pod. Miguel is ready on alert 5, and we will definitely activate him, and we'll be ready to go. Just like Maverick and Iceman, he is ready. He is on that carrier, ready to bring us to victory, folks. And you always, always bring us the latest and greatest when it comes to the Pat salary cap, and you set the record straight like no one else can. That is why you are familiar here on Locked On Patriots, my friend, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining me here today. Folks, we thank you for joining us here today to close the week in style, but a special surprise for you. We're not quite done with the week just yet because a special Saturday pod is coming at you. Claire will be joining me here to preview Patriots Dolphins, so be sure to keep a sharp eye out for that. In the meantime, folks, once again, continue to stay safe, stay well, be the change that you wish to see in the world. On behalf of my good friend, Miguel, the Pat's Cat Benzon, who I thank once again for joining me here today, I'm Mike DeBate. Have a great day, everyone.